Welcome back to Churchill Downs, the Kentucky Derby AT&T Morning Line. Friend for many years, Mr. David Beck. Good morning, Mr. Beck. How are you?
Good morning. Good to see you.
Cindy, you talked about a gentleman. He retired from Kentucky Farm Bureau July 1st, and he took on a new role, and we're very proud of him taking on this role. He is the president and CEO of the Kentucky Venues, which includes Kentucky Exposition Center and the International Convention Center. And, Mr. Beck, everything's looking great. I know International Convention Center, you guys just renovated that and opened it back up again.
Yes, we did. And thank you for the compliment. Yes, last August we reopened the convention center after a $207 million renovation. We've already had almost 90 shows on that property.
Wow.
So we're pretty excited about its opportunities to continue to serve this community. The Kentucky Exposition Center has gone through some major renovation. We're almost completed taking down Cardinal Stadium. We've already have down the transportation building out on Phillips Lane. Still have some dirt work there to do to finish that project. We're renovating our south wing, new carpet, new wall covering, paint. We're doing a lot of electrical work, roof work, infrastructure behind the scenes. And it's important to take care of those properties. I tell our people often that we have two things to offer: our facilities that we lease and rent, and the services provided by our people. And you know as well as I do, you got to take care of both if you're going to stay in business. So we're excited to see what we can do. And you and I have discussed before, we want to be an example of how state government can do it and do it the right way.
And, you know, you're talking about Cardinal Stadium coming down. That's something that we haven't been able to use in quite some time. And you're going to take that space. And what are you going to do with that space when it comes down after you get it all down?
Well, you know, we have over 600 acres. It'll be down here in a couple of weeks. So middle of May, we'll have that project completed. It's going to be a little bit too early to do much between now and the state fair. You have to schedule those type things. So we're looking for ideas and concepts. We want to know, just like you would your farm, every acre of that property, how it can be the most beneficial to our to the Commonwealth. So we're looking through that, getting ideas, and still evaluating that. No announcements have been made at this date as to what we'll see taking place there. But we will use that during the state fair for parking. We may have some tents there for some of the horses as we did last year.
You think about renovating the south wing. It seems like just yesterday that was built, Mr. Beck. But obviously that is a real showpiece for the Kentucky Exposition Center. All your facilities inside.
It is. You know, the Kentucky State Fair, which is best known, we had over 614,000 people on our property last year. You've got to go back to 2009 to find those kind of numbers, so we're going to continue to grow that. The Farm Machinery Show, which you were there back in February, we had over 300,000 people come through our gates in 4 days. We have VEX on our property today. We have young people from 40 different countries in Louisville, Kentucky, for an educational experience dealing with robotics, as well as kids from all over North America. So it's pretty exciting to see how over 300 events a year at that property. So it gets used every day in some capacity. So I'm really proud of our staff team. You look, they're the Derby Festival. We have the largest parking lot. People attending Churchill Downs on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday will be using our parking lots. We'll have the float preview today. People can come out, school children come out today, families can come out tonight and get a photo, be up close to the floats that'll be in the parade on Thursday. But we had the bed race last night. Friday evening we had the balloon glow, and when you see those balloons lit against the dark sky, it's just beautiful. I volunteered to help at the gates Friday night to give out programs, and it was to see those children coming in, their parents. They're so excited. It's just a real neat part of this community and all of Commonwealth, so I'm so pleased for opportunity for our properties to be a part of that relationship.
I like what you did with the Kentucky State Fair. You and your staff last year really brought the ag land, made one local area for ag land at the state fair. Very exciting, and seemed to really, really have a great reception last year, too.
They do. You know, our theme this year, I'll give a little preview of that. This is where Kentucky comes together. And I think that's important in our society. And those of us with an ag background, but also have an appreciation for our urban cousins, it takes all of us to make Kentucky work. It's a way to tell the story. We have to grow that appreciation, understanding. So it is a way that for people that aren't close to the farm and agriculture to get a taste and feel of it, and a real taste by some good food, but also understand the industry, but also allows the agriculture community to even have a greater appreciation for the urban people. It takes everybody working together to make this work. So I'm excited about those opportunities to tell that story of those properties.
I talked to EPA Administrator Andrew Wheeler last year after he left the Kentucky. He tried a donut burger at the Kentucky State Fair, so he said, wonderful.
You know, he was back in Louisville for the off luncheon.
Yes, sir.
And guests are Commissioner Quarles. We got a chance to visit and talk. to be able to discuss policy from a practical standpoint with those who understand, we appreciate the direction he's taken the EPA. It's time that we have some movement in that direction.
So any Derby horse you like this year in your role?
Well, I got to tell you, it may sound strange, but improbable. Appeals to me. In fact, if he's successful, I might need to change the name in the dictionary.
I like that, Mr. Beck. And, of course, I know you say good morning to a lot of your friends back in West Kentucky, Lyon County native, and now you're now heading up the Kentucky Exposition Center, Kentucky Venues. Wonderful. Always love working with you, and hope you have a great Derby. Enjoy yourself.
Well, thank you. Always good to see my friends from Hopkinsville. Y'all do a great job. Appreciate how you tell the story.
It
has
you,
a real service to all of the Commonwealth. Thank you for what you do daily.
It's a pleasure. Mr. David Beck, President and CEO of the Kentucky Venues, formerly the Executive Vice President of Kentucky Farm Bureau. Cindy, our coverage brought to you by
Energy, Herpace Furniture, Hopkinsville Outdoor Equipment, Heritage Bank, Home Place Mortgage, Hancock's Neighborhood Market, and Robin Foods and Gifts.